Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Where Trust Lies by Jeanette Oak and Laurel Oak Logan. Narrated by Morgan Hallett.
Chapter 1. Beth gripped the velvety rose petal and gingerly tugged until it released from its place in the still fragrant bloom. What a shame! If only I had a way to preserve the whole bouquet. But during much of the trip, she had occupied herself with considering her homecoming scene at the Toronto station, and this solution seemed best. If she descended from the train carrying a box of fading, long-stemmed roses, Mother would instantly be on alert to the fact that there was much more to tell about Beth's year of teaching in Coal Valley than she had previously disclosed. A flood of questions and assumptions would ensue, many more than Beth was prepared to answer. And she could think of no better way to conceal Jarek's farewell gift while still secretly treasuring it. With a sigh, she freed another of the wine-colored petals and gently tucked it with the others in the white handkerchief on her lap. She, of course, knew she needn't collect them all, but it was painful to face discarding even the smallest, most tightly curled petal. She drew the lacy hanky with its delightful essence close to her face and breathed in deeply, remembering. She could still see Jarek back at the Lethbridge station, touching his pocket, holding Beth's Toronto address and telephone number. Tall and broad-shouldered, his copper hair glinted blonde where the sun's rays shone on it, trim mustache over a smile that also held sadness at her departure. The daydream of soon receiving his first letter, maybe even hearing his voice at the other end of the telephone, made her face grow warm.